It is back-to-back summits today for President Bush with members of NATO and the European Union. The president is in Europe to try to heal ties that have been strained by the war in Iraq. Joining me now to talk about this effort is T.R. Reid of The Washington Post. For several years, he was the Post's bureau chief in London, and he is the author of The United States of Europe. T.R., how important is it that President Bush went to Europe for his first trip of his second term?
I think that's crucially important to the Europeans. They feel dissed. They feel they didn't get any respect in the first Bush term. You know, the Europeans have pulled off this great geopolitical revolution. They've brought 25 nations together, and they're more united than any time since the Roman Empire. And the Bush administration policy had seemed to be to try to divide and conquer, which didn't work. And I think the point of this trip is for the Bush administration to say, okay, we recognize you've pulled off something pretty important here.
Now, these NATO and European Union summits today have brought dozens of world leaders to Brussels. European officials have complained that President Bush didn't listen to them during his first term. Is he listening now?
Yeah, he seems to be. I think the impetus for this trip came about 1 week after our election, when the president's best European friend, Tony Blair, came into the Oval Office, and he said, the first thing you've got to do when you're president in your second term is get over to Europe and tell them that you see they've done something important. And first we had Condoleezza Rice and then Donald Rumsfeld and now the president himself going over to Europe and saying, hey, a strong, unified Europe is a good thing for America. That's exactly what they want to hear, Renee.
Yeah, and the European Union is growing, and there's talk among leaders there of it being a superpower to balance out the United States. Is that going to happen?
Yeah, that's going to happen. That's what the Europeans say. And just look at the numbers. They have more people than we do. They have more GDP, more wealth than we do. They have much more trade than we do. And therefore, the Eurocrats in Brussels kind of set the rules that govern global commerce now. And although in Europe they act like a single federal state, when they get to the UN or the World Trade Organization, all of a sudden they're 25 separate countries again, so they outvote us on all international bodies.
And from the European perspective, what else should the United States be doing?
Showing up and saying, we recognize you're united, that we're not going to try to divide you anymore, that's crucially important. I think the Europeans would like to see the U.S. be a little less of an outlier on international issues like the environment, like Kyoto, like the Landmines Convention, like the International Criminal Court. I don't know that they're going to get that, but just getting the Bush administration to go over there and say, we recognize you're important, we want to work with you, that's a big victory for Europe, and they're pretty happy about it.
And what is President Bush going to get out of this trip?
Well, you know, it's better to have 470 million Europeans on your side than against you. So to the extent he wins some recognition of what we're about and some support, that's fine. And Europe is rich, it's politically ambitious, and they can help us a lot. We're playing this good cop, bad cop role in Iran, and Europe is very important in dealing with Iran. I think Europe's going to be important in dealing with North Korea. So they can take on some of these jobs in the world that have always been stuck with us. They're ambitious, they want to do it, and that's a boon to us if they'll help us out.
T.R., thanks a lot.
Delighted, Renee.
T.R. Reid is the author of The United States of Europe, The New Superpower, and The End of American Supremacy.